Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.
Nineteen past seven, and very good morning to Nadine. How are you, Nadine?
Good morning, Father Emma.
Are you well this morning?
I'm well, thank you, Father. How
All
are you?
Right. I'm fine, just feeling a bit lonely now, you know.
Why so lonely, Father?
Oh, man, I need somebody to love. Who can I love now? What can I do with my loneliness? How do we deal? How do we deal with loneliness, Nadine?
There's so many people out there that are actually having to face loneliness, you know, in various ways and at various ages. You know, we have a lot of older people that are so lonely. Mm. We have people that are possibly young and have no, you know, relationships and are feeling this sting of loneliness. And there are ways we can deal with loneliness. And there also comes, you know, to a point where we have to look at how we're going to face being alone.
Indeed, when one is alone, there's always the danger of escaping from that loneliness. And I suppose some people escape with drugs or drinks and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or what?
I think it's because I think that people sometimes feel the need to escape from loneliness because we have to accept that loneliness is a feeling and it's not a fact. Mm-hmm. So loneliness is something that we feel. Most of the time we feel that there is no one there, but that is not a fact. Mm-hmm. There are people out there. Mm-hmm. They could possibly be support for you out there. And so when you're overwhelmed by that feeling, you know, some people, yes, they find ways to escape. And some people actually become lost in that feeling. Right. They become overwhelmed. They actually then, that feeling in turn causes them to also isolate themselves from other people.
And that leads to depression, I suppose.
Yes, a lot of people that are feeling this deep sense of loneliness, you know, do become depressed because we were meant to be social. We were meant to be with others, and I think that, you know, besides the fact of just being alone, I think it's the thoughts associated with why you are feeling this loneliness that actually causes one to become depressed.
Mm. Well, what would call loneliness? What would cause it? Because I mean, you know. Me as a priest, I leave my place of work, for example, and I go back to my room. I don't have a wife or a family to go back to, so I would be very prone to loneliness, although I must say I've never been bitten by loneliness, really.
Yes, so I mean our lifestyles are one of the things, you know, that can contribute towards this feeling, but also it's also a lot to do with the way we perceive things and the thoughts that we have about ourselves as well. A lot of people find themselves or feel or think that they are inadequate and not good enough. And therefore, you know, they tend to become intimidated by being around other people.
Yes.
They tend to feel as if they're not matching up.
Right.
And that in turn starts to keep them away. And then this feeling of loneliness increases within them, you know.
Yeah.
Some people actually do not have perhaps an immediate support system in terms of family, and also then become afraid to reach out to other people.
Right. Well, I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I was just wondering now how, you know, when people do feel lonely, what's the best way of people dealing with that feeling of loneliness? What do you do with it? Do you throw it away? I would have thought the first thing to do is to accept the fact that, yes, I am lonely.
And the difference between being, you know, between being alone and feeling lonely, you know, some people are completely okay
yeah.
being by themselves.
Right.
They're completely okay.
Yeah.
And to accept that loneliness is a feeling.
Yeah.
And to alleviate that, you know, we can do things, and we have to take action most of the time, and that is to reach out to other people.
Right.
To overcome that fear and try to become more social. So to, you know, to join groups, for example, would be something to help with loneliness. To join groups and to become active and to find something to do.
Right, yeah.
Okay? And to accept the fact that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a certain way.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's almost like a little trial and error session that will happen where you go. A lot of people are suffering from loneliness, and then when they are invited, they don't turn up.
Okay.
They don't turn up.
Yeah.
And this is this fear that's holding you back. Mm. And so turn up. Turn up. You know, face the fear.
Right.
Sometimes you may meet people and you may enjoy their company instead of thinking the opposite. Oh, what if I can't, you know, nobody likes my company.
Right.
Because those are the thoughts that actually, you know, they create so much of fear that they make us stuck.
Mm.
So to move through that and to actually start to think that, you know, maybe I'll meet someone that I actually like and someone that I can talk to and somebody that shares the same interests. And you know what? There are people that will come up to you and they will invite you.
Mm.
And they have done their part by inviting you.
Yeah.
If you turn them down,
right.
You know, what else can they do?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, you know, in loneliness and, you know, when one is feeling down and one has this negative perception of people around them, because I think the feeling of loneliness really takes us back in time to any point in our life where we may have felt abandoned.
Mm. Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where we may have felt rejected. And so when we are alone and we feel that there's nobody there for us, it triggers off all of those other feelings as well.
Right. Yes.
So when we start to go into the company of others, the first thing that we may think is that, oh, what if they don't like me? And what if they're also going to reject me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. It's I mean, for me, so many people have this kind of experience of loneliness, and people don't like me, and people have a low self-esteem, and so on. And I think for me personally, the first thing to do is simply to accept the fact and to admit, first of all, that yes, I am lonely, I am alone. And then it's how you deal with that. And you're saying, accept those invitations when people are drawing you out of yourself. Those opportunities of just interacting with people, of relating to people drawing you out of your loneliness, your aloneness.
So it takes, you know, it takes that effort from our side as well.
Right.
And some of the times we sit and say, nobody loves me and nobody cares about me. There comes a point where people, for example, they'll invite you 5 times.
Right.
And after you've turned them down the 5th time, they may not invite you.
Right. Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they don't like you. And that doesn't mean that they don't care about you.
Right.
But they have done their part. And so if you are feeling that, you know, you are in this a situation where you're feeling this loneliness and you don't like it and you want to be out of it, you as a person has to start to take action.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You've got to take action and start moving outwards.
You've got to move outwards. That's a great way to explain it, Father, because we tend to then curl up in a ball.
That's right.
At home.
That's right, yes.
Where there is nobody.
Yeah.
Mm. And where we sink further and further and move further and further away from people. So
Nadine,
you have to actually reach out.
Are there other ways of reaching out? I mean, one way of reaching out is to go out to people to receive their invitations and to go out and to interact with them. Can one do it in other ways? Using social media?
Well, I know a lot of people now online reach out.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, there are lots of online communities.
Right.
Where people can interact.
Right.
You know, without having to go out.
Mm.
You know, there are now and then, even if you think about, back in the day, the pen pal system, and how people would write letters to complete strangers.
Right.
And become pen pals.
Right.
And actually get to know each other so well.
Mm.
Mm. I think this still happens now and then.
Yes, I think so.
But with the online communities as well, people can reach out in that way.
Right, yeah.
And also, if you're feeling a bit, you know, unsafe, if we look within our own parishes, you know, there are various groups,
yeah,
and sodalities in the parishes.
Yeah.
And I think just by working within the sodalities, that also helps you to sort of get out there and to be with other people.
There you are. What you're really saying is there are a number of groups out there that are very willing to welcome you and to draw you out of your loneliness and draw you into interactions with other people and fill that void or that low self-esteem or that emptiness that so many people feel deep within themselves.
Definitely, and you know, if you join activities based on your interests, you're bound to find people that you will click with.
Mm.
You're bound to find people that you know share in your interests. They probably share a lot of the way you think, and you find that there are a lot of people out there themselves who are trying, you know, to overcome those feelings of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing this, you find that actually you are truly not alone.
Mm.
But sometimes we are choosing that way of life.
Right.
And so if we are choosing that way of life, we can also unchoose it. We can also try and do something different.
Very good. Nice way of putting
it. To make our lives more fulfilling.
Very nice. Listen, Nadine, we've gone over time, but thank you very, very much. Always lovely talking to you, and I know that you give so much hope and confidence to people. Thank you so much again for sharing.
Thank you, Father Emil.
God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Father.
There we go. There we go. Nadine Pillay talking to us from KwaZulu-Natal, and just talking about loneliness. And the time is now 28 to 8.
Listen to Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m.